Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for January 4th to the 10th, 2014. The Israeli army killed one Palestinian and left 30 others injured this week. Meanwhile, the Israeli government announced more houses to be built in West Bank settlements. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. 8 civilians, including 2 children, were injured this week when Israeli soldiers attacked the anti-wall protests using rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabbu Bannoura with the details.
On Friday, protests were organized in the village of Kfar Qaddoum in northern West Bank, in addition to the villages of Annabi Saleh, Bil'in, Na'lin, central West Bank, and Al-Masara village in southern West Bank. At the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, residents and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the wall. Soldiers stationed there fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at protesters. 4 locals and an international activist were injured by Israeli troops' attack on the weekly protest at the village of Bil'in. Another villager was injured by soldiers' gunfire in Na'lin. Many more at both Bil'in and Na'lin were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby village of Annabi Saleh, Israeli soldiers attacked the villagers and their supporters before leaving the village. Soldiers used tear gas against protesters. 2 children were slightly wounded by Israeli troops' gunfire. Later, soldiers invaded the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere in Kfar Qaddoum village, Israeli soldiers stormed the village before the protest started and attacked residents and kidnapped one international supporter. Meanwhile, Israeli troops attacked the villagers of Al-Masara and their supporters at village entrance, then forced them back using rifle butts and batons. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abd Rabbu Bannoura.
This week, the Palestinian Authority condemned a new Israeli bid for construction of 1,400 housing units in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem as it hampers the U.S. efforts for reaching a peace deal. IMEMC's Ram El-Mighari has more.
Israeli government announced on a Friday a new bid for more housing units for settlers in both the West Bank and East Jerusalem. The bid comes only a few days after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry left the region following talks with Palestinians and Israelis. Washington has been opposed to settlements construction on Palestinian lands, yet it has not taken a firm stance against it. This week, Israeli newspaper Haaretz reported that the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, is rejecting any framework agreement that might refer to Jerusalem as part of the borders of any future Palestinian state. Secretary Kerry has recently presented ideas to both sides, including an agreement on a Palestinian state within the 1967 borders, including the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Gaza Strip. Kerry is set to revisit the region soon. In another news, major Palestinian political factions, Hamas and Fatah, are said to have been engaged in talks for national unity. Azam Al-Ahmad, representative for the Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, phoned Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh on ways to hold legislative and presidential elections ahead of a national unity agreement. Haniyeh was reported as responding that a decision could be taken after consultations with Hamas's leaders in Gaza. Both parties have been split since 2007, 1 year after Hamas won legislative elections. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
Israeli army attacks targeting Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza this week left one man killed and at least 30 others injured. Moreover, Israeli troops kidnapped 30 civilians, among them a journalist, during dawn invasions targeting West Bank communities this week. IMEMC's George Ishmawi reports.
In the Gaza Strip this week, a Palestinian man was killed and two children were injured, one seriously, on Wednesday when Israeli soldiers fired shells into Al-Qassarat area, east of Gaza City. Al-Quds Brigade's arm wing of the Islamic Jihad said the slain man is one of its members and vowed retaliation. Later in the day, one Palestinian man was wounded when Israeli soldiers attacked the funeral procession of the killed fighter. Local sources said the soldiers stationed across the border fence fired gas bombs at dozens of residents during the funeral procession. On Thursday, three Palestinians were injured by an Israeli airstrike in the southern Gaza Strip. Ashraf Al-Qidra, Gaza's health ministry spokesman, told media that an Israeli aircraft fired a missile at a three-wheeled vehicle east of Khan Yunis, wounding two men and a child who was standing by the window in a nearby house by the shattered glass. All three were taken to Kamal Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis for treatment. Elsewhere, at least 17 Palestinian youth were injured on Thursday morning when Israeli soldiers fired rubber-coated steel bullets and live ammunition at them in the Haisha refugee camp in the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. One of the youth was shot with a dum-dum bullet in his thigh, leaving him in a critical condition. According to some local sources, Israeli forces broke into a number of houses in the camp after blowing up their doors. As a result, clashes erupted between the invading forces and Palestinian youth. On Tuesday, at least 15 Palestinian young men were injured during an Israeli military invasion in Al-Arub refugee camp north of Hebron in the southern part of the occupied West Bank. Local sources said that clashes took place between local youth and Israeli soldiers after the military stopped and harassed several residents at a roadblock installed at the entrance of the camp. Earlier in the week, also near Hebron, one man was injured and his entire family suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation in the village of Beit Umar. According to local sources, Israeli troops stormed the village and provoked a clash with local youth. Soldiers also fired gunshots at residents' water tanks and damaged some of them. For IMEMC News, this is George Ishmawi.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for January 4th to the 10th, 2014, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Samir Jaber and me, Ghassan Bannoura.